Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. I hope you are having a good day as you begin to listen to this, and I'm excited for what we are about to discuss. So, in this podcast, we are going to consider the role of community and Bible study. I don't know if you've ever thought about that before. When I first started thinking about it, it was one of those almost revolutionary kinds of ideas for me. I had always seen Bible study as the kind of thing that I just do on my own. You know, we talk about personal Bible study, and I mean, that's really what it is in a lot of cases. And yet, I think sometimes we forget how integral the community is in our Bible study. Now, one of the really interesting things about the difference between the time in which the Bible was written and today is that in the time when the Bible was written, there was not a lot of literacy, right? So, in fact, when you read in Hebrew, your word to read, or your verb to read, I mean, technically, if you want to be really technical, it's the verb he read. It's kara in Hebrew, and it means he read, or it also means he called out, and that's because not a lot of people back then could read, and so the people who could read read things aloud to other people, and so the Bible was written so that it could be read aloud. And so that's what you see throughout the Old Testament. When people are hearing the law is being read out to them. They're not just sitting and reading it themselves, right? And you see the same thing in the New Testament when you read through the different letters that Paul says, you know, make sure that this epistle is read in the ecclesia of the Laodiceans. This is what he says to the Colossians. And make sure that their epistle is read in your ecclesia. So we have this idea that at that time, not a lot of people could read. And so because of that, Scripture was read aloud to them. Well, that's really not the case now, at least here in the Western world. A lot of us can read. And so because of that, we have this interesting phenomenon of personal Bible study. And I think that's good. And I think that's important. You know, I like to believe that God made it possible for us to read Scripture. He was actively involved in that, and so now, because of that, much more than any other generation, we have the responsibility to read Scripture. Because we have that option. We have the responsibility to read it and to study it, every one of us. But I say all of that just because I want to bring out that the model that we then work with is a little bit different when it comes to Bible study than what the people in Scripture worked with. And so you might wonder, you know, why don't I hear about personal Bible study a lot? You know, you read about meditation, you read about different people reading Scripture, or, you know, the king writing out the law. But there's not a lot of everyone all the time being commanded to do Bible study, and I think that that's really because it was just a different situation at that time. They relied, in the Old Testament, they relied on the priests and Levites, and they were supposed to teach the people. Today it's different. We have the responsibility to read Scripture. We have the responsibility to study Scripture. But what does that mean then for our community? Again, this is a little bit different than the biblical model, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament, again, because we can read. So, as far as Bible study goes in community, what responsibility do we have to each other? And I think that this is a fascinating thing that, you know, we as Christadelphians, I believe, we do this pretty well. But I think we can always do better. Community allows us to help each other in Bible study. Community allows us to balance each other in Bible study. What I mean by this is that when we do Bible study, what we need to do is then say, hey, have you ever looked at this section of Scripture? What are your thoughts on it? Hey, have you ever wondered about whether or not Jesus celebrated the Passover? Or if the Last Supper was something else? You know, ask a question like that. Ask someone. Have you ever wondered why Saul sat underneath a pomegranate tree? Why does it say that? You know, start asking these questions to each other. And so one of my favorite questions, I think that we use as Christadelphians, I have people ask me this fairly frequently, and I love it. And I think, you know, this should just be like our greeting. You know, when we say, hey, how are you? Let's add this on. This question that I love is, what are you studying right now? I mean, isn't that just awesome? Like, don't you just like, you know, get so excited when somebody asks you that question? Because all of a sudden that moves from, you know, oh, here's this boring stuff, whatever, you know, the small talk kind of thing, which is important and it has its place. But now it's like, let's talk about what we really care about, right? What are you studying right now? Oh man, right now I'm working on this fascinating study, you know, and we can go on and talk about it. So I think that as a community, our role in Bible study is that we talk about it to each other. And we can help balance each other out with different ideas, different thoughts, and different views. So here's my suggestion. You know, as we're thinking about community and study, I have three suggestions here. The first I've already touched on, that's ask. I think we need to ask each other, hey, what are you studying right now? What do you think about this? The second is listen. You know, it's one of the saddest things that if somebody asks you, hey, what are you studying right now? And you start to tell them and they're like, oh, okay, well, guess what I'm studying? And then all of a sudden you're talking about something else. Well, you know, I shouldn't say it's one of the saddest things because you're still talking about the Bible and that's still very exciting. But when you're really pumped about sharing this point and somebody just doesn't even listen at all, well, that's sad. So let's remember, slow to speak, swift to hear. Let's ask the question, and then let's listen to the answer. Let's ask more questions about the answer. So those are the first two. Ask the question, and listen. The next one, you know, I wasn't really sure the best way to put this. So this is what I brought it down to. Maybe you'll come up with something better, right? And this is how community Bible study works. So, you know, I'm going to present this to you. Maybe you have a better idea how to say it. So talk to me about it. So here's the third one. I've described this as be nice. Now, I'm sure that there's a better way to have said this, but really, here's what happened. I ended up with four ideas as to how we can do community Bible study, and that just didn't work for me very well. So I ended up putting number three and four together under this category of be nice. So numbers three and four, which became number three, were be excited and be gentle. Here's what I mean by that. Be excited means, you know, when you're listening to somebody, be engaged with what they're saying. We love Scripture. That's what brings us together as a community. That's why we're Christadelphians, because we love the Bible and we love the God that it teaches us about. So when somebody's talking to us about the Bible, you know, don't fall asleep. Talk to them and be excited. When you say, hey, what are you studying right now? Listen. And get emotional about it. You know, get into it. Get into the conversation. So that's the be excited part. And then be gentle. Now, this is one of my favorite verses here in relation to how we are supposed to act with one another. It's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 24. Well, actually, verses 24 and 25. 2 Timothy 2, verses 24 and 25. It says, the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance, leading to a knowledge of the truth. Correcting his opponents with gentleness. Now, I think that this is so huge in relation to community Bible study. How often, or maybe I shouldn't say how often, but has it ever happened to you before that somebody has asked you, hey, what are you studying right now? And you tell them, and you can tell that what you said makes them uncomfortable. And, you know, they think, oh, that's a weird view. And they say, well, you know, I totally disagree. And I can't believe that you would think something like that. You know, why would you even study that? I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but you know, there's nothing that's going to shut down a conversation like that than an attitude that suddenly turns argumentative. You know what's going to happen, right? The person who's listening gets argumentative about it. What? How could you think that? And the person who was telling the study, they say, "What do you mean?" You know, and they start to get argumentative. And all of a sudden, this awesome opportunity for community Bible study turns sour, right? So the servant of the Lord must be gentle. It's fine to disagree. You know, it's fine to think, "Whoa, I don't like what they are saying." That's fine. But you have to say that gently. You have to say, "Well, I haven't heard that before. Can you show me your reasons for thinking that?" And then after you see the reasons, say, "Well, I don't think I agree. Have you considered this point and this point?" And talk about it. Have a discussion. This is what community Bible study is all about. This is why I was saying we can balance each other. Community Bible study is all about pushing one another. We push each other to consider different ideas. To say, "Oh, I haven't thought about that before." Or, "Well, I don't agree with that because of this and this and this. Have you thought about those reasons?" So, when we do this community Bible study, we need to ask, we need to listen, we need to be nice, right? And that means that on the part of the teller, we need to have the humility to be corrected. And on the part of the listener, we need to be gentle. Now, I think that this can apply for a class you're listening to. You know, you can listen to a class and you can come up and give feedback later. Or it can just be a discussion, you know, the discussion that started with, "Hey, what are you studying right now?" We have a community that is built on the Word of God. We have a community where everyone is part of this group because they love Scripture. And I think that that is a wonderful gift. And it's a gift that we use and that we can use even more to inspire us to spend more time in Scripture and to grow even closer to the God of Scripture and to His Son. So let's ask the question. Let's listen. And let's get excited and have the humility to take correction and to give that correction gently. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.